الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون، أياما معدودات. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الصوم جنة ما لم يخرقها، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We discuss a bit, and there's much more left about controlling the eyes in Roza at all times, and Roza particularly. It, in one sense, it breaks the Roza. Some ulama of the view, it actually breaks the Roza. All the goodness is gone if we commit any sins in Roza also. And one type of sin also is looking at the faults of other people. And worse than that is fault finding. Hazrat Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali once mentioned to us that there was one friend, both have now marhum, Haji Bhai has also passed away, was an alim, but whenever he sits in a bayan, his pen and paper is ready. For what? To write all the mistakes down. He was good in English language, so grammar mistakes, pronunciation mistakes, everything he should write down. And he did not spare Haji Bhai Padi also, he should go and tell him also. Today you made this mistake. So Haji Bhai, and these are Allah wala. He summed it up in one phrase, one sentence. He says, somebody's share, koi no hisso ayajmalo. From Allah, this is what they got. Fault finding. So unfortunately, Allah to make that we are not amongst those people. Once we are in Durban and we are visiting a few sick people. One person we found, elderly person, quite sick. And he explained to us while we were visiting him, he says he with two other friends, three of them, whenever any bayan takes place, then they sit in such a way that they can see one another. And as the Maulana is speaking, then eye contact they make. Maulana said this now. And then they pass it in their eye contact, whether it's passable or whether it's not passable. So what intention we sit in a bayan, that is what we get. If we are not sitting for our Islah, for our benefit, then that is what we get. And what a person has got preconceived in his mind, that is what he hears also. We have so many times, so shocking one time, very many years ago. Also one Tablighi Jor, one of our good friends, he gave a bayan totally against all that this jadu, witchcraft, etc., that is being played up too much. People are just using it against all that. Immediately after the bayan, one good friend of ours, that Maulana spoke, also my good friend, he came to me and said, today Maulana spoke something. And he said that we all must be very careful of this witchcraft. Complete opposite he took. And unfortunately he also has passed away. All have passed away. Allah grant Jannah to all. But they were also any small thing jadu. So when a person sits with that in a bayan, the bayan is opposite of that. But he will still hear things in his favor only. Allah make it that we sit with an open mind. When we come preconceived, like for example, a person thinks my Islah is made. I'm a sheikh myself. I'm sheikhul mashayikh. I got mashayikh under me. That person won't hear anything of any benefit. If he comes muhtaj, that I have to improve myself, I must not only learn something, not add to my knowledge, but that I must make my Islah, that person will benefit. Especially in our circles, for what we are not here to just disseminate information and that, but that our Islah takes place. So anyway, when a person will close his eyes, looking at the filthy woman of the street and on the pond, wallah, Allah will open the beauty of his wife. She can be an old woman also, but you'll just see beauty through. The charm in her you will see. And you will find the enjoyment in your life. When we will close our eyes to all the stadiums, soccer stadiums, cricket stadiums, all that, Allah will open the beauty of the masajid to us. And the beauty of the masajid, they are the most beloved places on the surface of the earth to Allah. How beautiful must they be? But who of us see the beauty of the masjid? My father-in-law, Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, used to say that the beauty of the masjid are the musallis. They are the beauties. If we can see beauty in a musalli, a person who is in namaz, in ruku, if we can't see beauty there, and we're seeing beauty on the filthy, dirty woman, check our iman, whether there is iman left or not. That's the way of the kuffar. As one alim had said, he is sitting here, he says that if our iman cannot save us from haram in this dunya, how is that iman going to save us from jahannam on the day of qiyamah? If that iman is gone so weak and forget saving, and we can't even see the beauty of the righteous things, when we will close our eyes to all this porn and all this filth, Allah will open our eyes to see His rahmat coming down. How Allah's rahmat is coming down. But that is what a filthy eye, looking at the most filthiest, looking at kuffar women who are in their menses and they don't know they are napak. Their hearts are filled with kufr and shirk. The worst innamal mushrikuna najasun. They are najis. They are completely, and we see beauty and we get enjoyment in that. And we don't. How can that eye look at the beauty of Allah? When we see all the filth and dirt, so Allah help us. And the main thing is dua. And when we have come sincerely for our islah will be made. And every aspect in islah, Qari Amirul Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, also sitting here, he said, what is islah? We're not reading namazes. Read now, that is islah. We're not reading Quran Sharif. Read Quran Sharif. We haven't got Yasin Sharif in our life. Read Yasin Sharif. Do what we have to do. That is islah. What we must not do, don't do those things. Simple. And a person who comes sincerely, Allah will grant him his islah. And much more better than a person who's feeling very, very tired and he goes for a massage. And after that he feels nice. Or a person who was very sick and he went for overall in his treatment. Completely everything is diabetes, is hypertension, everything. Now he comes out healthy, how he feels. Wallah, much more than that. A person who is spiritually ill, and now he goes in, and that is what we are here for 30 days, 40 days, whatever time, to do a major service, and to correct ourselves completely. That person who does it on the day of Eid, when he goes out from here, the night of Eid, the day of Eid, he will just feel completely different. Okay? But that is if we do achieve it. And that is, and the person who more than the islah, he may, and it happens again, in fact, automatically, he got contact with Allah. A person who came here with contact of Allah, and he built it up to such a level that now the people say he's got contact with Allah. Everything has got life in it. Day has got life, night has got, wal-layl idha as'asa, wal-subh idha tanaffasa. They've got life in them. But that life is so small that we say it's dead. Like this desk, we will say a stone. We say it's dead. A tree, we say it's dead. But we see the growing of a tree, the giving of the fruit from the tree. We see that. So all these things have got life, but it's so minimal that we don't regard it as life. So like that, a person has got contact with Allah, but it's so minimal. But when he builds it to that extent, that people also, it comes on their tongue, that this is now when we say, there is a buzur, and that. And it's not by our dressing, it is what we have got within us. So our eyes, Allah protect us. The other thing, there are so many things to discuss. Roza we must keep off, very, very serious matter, roza of the tongue. In fact, in the Khanqahs of before, a person who was habitual of talking a lot, The Shaykh would have a board made and hang it around his neck in front of him. I'm not allowed to speak to anyone. So that he, just the people see it, he's not allowed to speak. So no talking. Talking in the Khankah of Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, announcement should make, be made in fact. You can eat as much as you want to, you can sleep as much as you want to, but anyone found talking will be sent out away from the Khankah. Talking was not allowed at all. And that is the root cause. Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Ali says, the tongue, lisan, jismuhu saghir, is just a small piece of flesh. And what we know the tongue, perhaps all of us, perhaps, we can't eat today the tongue of a goat, Qurbani time, the tongue of the ox. And that is so much of goodness and benefit, but the way it looks also. Many people, we just can't get down to eat, we can't see it. Forget our own tongue also, how it is, completely different from the skin and that. But this is a very vital organ. Jismuhu saghir, wa jurmuhu kabir. But his sin is very, very big. And words of kufr are uttered with this tongue. And you throw stones at somebody, you use a knife on him, those wounds heal. But the word that comes out, one word from the tongue, perhaps it never heals for ever. Only, perhaps it is only under control. It's not there like. But the minute the slightest thing comes out, that whole thing comes out again. That this person told me this at that time. How he spoke to me. What you said with your tongue. And the tongue, Allah Ta'ala has made it when it is. From his side, the protection of the tongue. Allah has kept, ulama have written, that the tongue, Allah has kept between 32 teeth. And the teeth again, or the different types of teeth, the front teeth which are sharp, the back teeth which are like the molars, which are like a chopping block, the back teeth, all different types. So Allah put in the tongue between the two, all the teeth, and these are like the police of the teeth, the tongue, to control the tongue. We find the police, there are different divisions. We will find that there is a separate group of police for the controlling riots. When there are riots, they will come with their dogs, etc., and they will control that. Other police for different occasions, there are different police. So Allah put all different types of police to control the tongue. And then the tongue is so dangerous that not the teeth and the police were enough. Allah put the two jaws also to control. That is the army. When the police can't control the situation, then they call in the army. And the army comes in with how many different types of things they come in. So Allah put that also in. And to control the tongue, we are taught that think before you speak. Everyone knows it, but perhaps it is one thing which nobody practices. That we only think afterwards, and we admit it. We say, I should have told this. I shouldn't have said that. Which proves that always we think afterwards. Whereas we are commanded, think before you speak. Fortunately, that person, a simple thing he wants to do. Even if just you want to ask his wife something, a small thing. But he thinks before, what words should I say? How should I say it? Very fortunate. And the person who thinks and speaks, his speech will be very less. But a person who doesn't think, he just blabbers all the time. Worse than a two-year-old. How much a small child speaks. So the tongue is very, very important. It has to be controlled. So Allah has put all this. And the tongue is such also. Sometimes when we bite our tongue, we know that pain we feel. So we understand that what comes out from the tongue, how painful is that? And also, the tongue, Allah Ta'ala has made it such, one part of the body that has got no bone in it. So there is an indication that be soft in your speech. Don't be hard. Don't be harsh in your speech. Say the right thing, no matter how you can be stern, but say it in a nice way. And you don't, even some people,
Even love making. How many wives complain? My husband doesn't know how to make jokes also. He makes jokes and he hurts my feelings all the time. We don't know how to make jokes. Just as we heard in the kitab now, you say something to your wife, you think you're making a joke. But you didn't even learn till you got married how to make a joke also. And you break her heart the first night. That heart that is broken, another 50 years of marriage not going to go make that heart proper again. So we have to learn. This tongue is a very, very vital thing, that how we speak, etc. So it has got no bone. It's an indication that be soft in your speech. And understand that the words that come out of your mouth, they are more severe than a bullet also. For example, you swear your wife, you hit her, but one word, talaq, and you have destroyed your life, her life. And you have destroyed your children's life. Your children have become orphans with their parents living also. The children have become abused, not by outside people, by parents now. The mother manipulates the child against the father. Father manipulates and uses the child against the mother. You make them your pawns. And just because of that one word of talaq. So it is a very, very important thing. In the same way as Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi says, that the tongue, jismuhu saghir, its body is very small, a few grams it weighs, a few centimeters its size is, but ismuhu, jurmuhu kabir, the harm of it is very, very severe. In the same way, jismuhu saghir, its tongue, is the body of the tongue is small. Wa ajruhu kabir. Its reward is also very great. If we learn to use the tongue correctly, you can work wonders in the world. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that one word of the tongue, and it takes you to such heights of Jannah that you cannot imagine. In fact, that word you spoke, you yourself don't pay any importance to it. You don't even realize I said something. Husband and wife are fighting. Two parties are fighting. And they were on the verge of going to war now. And you went and say one word and you just diffuse the whole thing. The Aus and Khazraj. One time Shaitan worked on them through the Munafiqeen, the Jews, and made them fight one again with one another. Somebody reported to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came and told them a few words and made them brothers again. So those few words, at such a time a person speaks, he doesn't pay any attention to it. At such a time, to lie is also not jais, is for us to lie. To break that tension, husband and wife, to make them again come together, you are permitted to lie also at such a time. Why? Whereas lying is such a big, big sin in Islam. But at such a time, it is not only permissible, you are commanded to do it, to make up the things again. So you said a word and you did not even think about it. Perhaps you even thought I spoke a lie. But you feel happy also, made the two parties, and you are feeling guilty. But that lie of yours will take you to such heights of Jannah. And on the other hand, two parties were just coming together, and they were making up, and you went and light the fire again. And how many of us are such? We will go out of our way in order to bring problems. Anyone who knows, not nice example to give, but when the difference came in Darul Uloom Deoband between the two parties, there were times when they came to very close, everything was going to be sorted out. One person came and said one word, and he caused the fire. He light the fire again. Many places this happened. So that one word of yours, at that time to speak the truth also. You know, somebody said this. You say, no, he never said, impossible. I never heard him saying it. And you made sulah between the parties. That one word will take you to the... at that time, you went and say that word which caused the fight again. One word, the truth you spoke, and it will take you to the depths of Jahannam. So we have to think, husband and wife fight, family feuds, how much every family has got family politics, and they got their fights and that. How many of us are fueling the fire? How many of us even ever made dua to cool it down and to bring peace everywhere. So this, the tongue is all in this. So it's very, very important. And don't put the cart in front of the horse. But that is what we do. We speak first and we think afterwards. And major, major things we speak, but then only afterwards we think. So the tongue is also one major thing. In Hadith Sharif, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam explained that usury, interest has got 70 degrees of evil, 70 levels of evil. And the lowest, the lightest of it is that a person commits, has sex, incest with his own mother. Who will think of sleeping with his own mother? But that is the lowest form of interest. And we all have to think how much we're getting involved in interest. Today, good people are living it up. Big houses and cars, all with the bank's money. On interest, all this. So how much of us are involved in interest? So that is the lowest. And to take one dirham, a small amount, perhaps today, we won't even know what is a farthing today. A quarter of a penny, a quarter of a cent. To take so much of interest is worse than committing zina 35 times. The lowest form of taking interest, little bit, a small amount, and today big amounts we are involved in. And very, very sad that this interest is now legalized in Islam. That you get enough fatwas legalizing the interest. And then the worst form of interest, the lowest form was that you have sex with your own mother. One dirham of interest is worse than 35 times committing zina. And the worst form is slandering a Muslim. To slander, to speak bad, to falsely accuse him. And you can imagine a Muslim. And if it's an alim, it is famous that a person who backbites about 7 alims, Maulana Ahmad Buzurg is the principal of Dabil Madrasa presently. His grandfather was also Maulana Ahmad Buzurg. His grandfather said that I guarantee you a person who backbites about 7 alims, bury him and you turn the face towards Qibla. And then after that, just again open the qabr, you'll see his face is definitely turned away from the Qibla. So in other words, it's a serious thing, very, very serious. And then those who slander the ulama, those who slander Imam Abu Hanifa, rahmatullahi, and some people, is their hobby, who slander the great imams, who slander the great muhaddithin, those who slander the sahaba, who slander Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and it is their iman, it is their religion to slander Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, to slander Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, and we say we must make friends with those people, and we must accommodate those people. Where are we? Are we thinking or are we not thinking anymore? Our brains are gone completely rusted, not thinking anymore. And we want to make good friends with those people. And when the person who slanders a Muslim, that is the worst type of interest. And today this is common with us. So this is a very, very serious guna, the tongue in everything. And it's not only backbiting, lying. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that a person can steal, a mu'min, a believer can steal, but a mu'min can't lie. Lying and iman are two separate things. They can't go. Sharam, haya, and iman go hand in hand. They fit in, glove in hand. But sharam, and where sharam goes, iman goes. If iman goes, sharam, haya, modesty goes away. Lying and iman don't go together. But today everything, good people, reporting about, talking about other people, the amount of lies that we speak. And it comes in the Hadith Sharif, it is sufficient for a person that what he hears, he just carries on and he passes it on. Today with the cell phone, one message came, we don't verify whether it is right or wrong, and we just forward the message. Even if it's a good thing, but we just forward the message, we don't verify. And what were things are spoken, and how things are built up. It's famous one here, that was one time the queen gave birth to a child. So the news went everywhere, the queen gave birth. Then somebody said that the child was dark in complexion. So that went round. Then somebody said that it was as dark as a crow. Then that went around. Then the next they said the queen gave birth to a crow. Now, where, what happened, and where is the queen going to give birth to a crow? But now it became, and became a big thing, all talking about it. Our queen gave birth to a crow. Big talk, and everyone, and unfortunately, these things, you tell somebody some good talk of me. Like in the Quran Sharif, it also mentioned that, if you talk about deen, وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ اشْمَعَزَّتْ قُلُوبُهُ. If you talk only about Allah, oneness of Allah, only about Allah, people become parishan. They can't take it anymore. وَإِذَا ذُكِرَ الَّذِينَ مِن دُونِهِ. And you take off other things besides Allah, إِذَا هُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. Then they feel very nice. Which one of our friends said, that for example, if somebody came and visit you and he's overstaying, now you want him to leave. It's now, how long he's staying here? Just start talking about deen. And then he will make, he'll say immediately, he'll look at it, oh, I have to meet somebody. Up to now he was sitting, relaxing nicely. Now he'll say, I've got this appointment, I've got that. And if that doesn't work, just make his tashkil. And then see that he'll go nakat, cash he will go. Immediately he's ready to go. So unfortunately, and we have to see, we are laughing, but this is the condition of our iman. When we talk about deen, we can't take it. Talk about dunya and talk about sports and haram, start talking. Start taking the faults out of somebody, ghibat, and see how everyone enjoy so much that good people will actually physically, in reality, roll on their stomachs with laughter. When we are finding fault with somebody, find fault with some alim, with some buzurg, and see how many people will actually enjoy it. MashaAllah, there are definitely those people who will immediately put a stop, who will leave from there. But unfortunately, there are many who will enjoy the fault finding, etc. So there's ghibat, lying, slandering, false accusation, the tongue, the gunas of the tongue. Allah reward ulama, they have written whole kitabs on the guna of the tongue. So small, but what terrible gunas. And this guna is with a person all the time. Even some people in their sleep, they start talking. Sleep talking, and what they talk. Yeah, we have come, we in i'tikaf. Yeah, perhaps some there, mashallah, those i'tikafs, those places where people go for i'tikaf, and no phone is allowed. Nobody is allowed. You must leave your phone there with the sheikh. Nobody is allowed to keep a phone. So that is also, but your tongue, you know how, where you're going to leave your tongue. Your tongue is going to go with you, and all the time, and you just start speaking all the time you are talking. With a minute today, anyone we meet, stranger also, we just start talking. In India, it was famous that in the trains, you go in 24-hour journey train, you are going Delhi to Bombay, whatever, Calcutta, all these traffic, and the amount of strangers, complete strangers. But in that one little time, how you became so close to one another, all with the tongue. And with the tongue, what dangerous things happen. And good talks also, mashallah, can be done. Tilawat of Quran Sharif with the tongue. You are reading hadith, you are making bayans, etc. All good things also. But the amount of haram also with the tongue, it's very big. So we have to make lot of dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Allah gives us the control of the tongue. And it is, make dua, Allah give us, protect us from our nafs and shaitan. Make that dua regularly. And from min waswasil khannas, alladhi yuwaswisu fi sudurin nas min al-jinnati wan nas. All the whisperings that come. And our own whisperings also. I think I'm a big buzur. I'm a big alim. I think people like me a lot. And one of the main reasons of the ulama also going on YouTube, that I look nice on YouTube. And people must be admiring me. And then your actions also when you are making your bayans, your dressing also. People who go on TV, they have to be actually, facials have to be done for them. And who makes the facials? Women make the facials. All that you tolerate, and you're going to give dini talk. After going through all the dirt and filth of haram, now you're going to be, give a big dini talk. Where shaitan has got us trapped. So this imagination that we are good, and that we are pious, etc., this is the cause of great, great harm. So the tongue, we have to learn to control the tongue, the evils of the tongue. If the Sharia of before, inni nazartu li rahmani sawma, a person made nazar, he made mannat, that I kept roza. What roza? Inni nazartu li rahmani sawman, فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْ سِيَّا. I won't speak to anyone today. Zakariya alayhi salam, when he got the good news that he was birthed to a child, what is the sign of it? That don't speak with your tongue. فَأَشَارَ إِلَيْهِ. Just what his ishara he spoke. So that also if we have to do, but do that. And today also, who is good company? A person who speaks all the time. A person who keeps quiet, you'll never want to invite him to your bride, to your barbecue or something, to your any social gathering. A person who just sits and does nothing. But a person who's talking all the time, no occasion of saying something, but he's ready with something. All the time. At work, such a person is like, for everything he's got a comment. You can be liked by work, at the workplace, by people, but by Allah, what is your position? One person, he went with his family for Hajj or Umrah, and at Maqam Ibrahim, after Asr on a Friday, he was sitting with his family and he was making dua, and he passed away there, just behind Maqam Ibrahim. But this was a person that in the family social gatherings also, he should just cut off from all, go in one corner, go in another room, and he's reading his Quran all the time. And he's busy with his deen all the time. What a position Allah gave him. All can call him, we don't like this person, don't bring him to our gathering. He's a snob. He doesn't talk. He doesn't want to mix with anyone. And we don't like such a person. But you'll be liked by Allah Ta'ala. And also, especially for a woman. One time, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali's wife asked permission to go and visit a few women in the neighborhood. So he advised her, don't go. You're going to get involved in this, talking, etc. But she wanted to go, woman, when they want to go. So he said, okay, go. But when she came back, she was ever so sorry she went. Because when women meet, there is nobody who listens. They leave their ears at home. And they take the 2 ears, they take 2 more tongues with them. All are talking and nobody is listening. But it is also a miracle of Islam and the haram. That, for example, if there are 4 million people in the Haram Sharif of Mecca, one Allahu Akbar of the Imam and about 1 million women get quiet. To get one woman quiet is an impossibility. It can't happen. But that Imams, one Allahu Akbar and 1 million women keep quiet, there is the power of Allahu Akbar. If still we don't see the power of Allahu Akbar, that it could silence 1 million women. And the women, they are all just talking. Nobody is listening. All the time. So the meeting of women, wherever, it should be avoided as much as possible. Very little. There are very few women who have reached that level that they can control themselves. Otherwise, we just get carried away with everything. And the noise that comes where women are together, all the time they are just busy talking. So, and today we have become like women also. Mufti Saeed Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, Shaykh al-Hadith of Deoband, he says, he explains this point in the very particular way. He says that Hazrat Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that how long must be the dress of a woman? So Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, one shibar, one hand span, more than the man's dress, their kurta. So she said, but the legs will still show, and a woman's legs must not show. Then Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, two shibar, two hand span. Then, so from there he proves that the kurta of the man is just below the knee. That is where the length of the, and two shibars then will take you till below the ankles will get covered, the feet will get covered. Then Mufti Saeed Palanpuri, he adds, but since the Arabs have started wearing the dress of the woman, this long, long kurtas, this maxi kurtas, so the woman qualities have come in them. And he says one of the major human qualities that have come in them, no more can they think of mujahada, of jihad. Now they have become like women, women who sit at home. So we also, when we, these qualities of the woman have come in the man, woman, you get surprised, not surprising when they talk so much, but men, they are talking also. And nobody listening even in the man. The control of the tongue is gone completely. So these basic things, the control of the eye, the control of the tongue. And because of our tongue, how many people end up in courts? And then they get sentences there. And today, with the smallest thing, you can be charged with, you can be taken to court. That for small things, offenses of the tongue, you can be taken to court and you have to serve the jail sentences. If we learn in this 1 month how to control our tongue, and a person who, and how many times we say, lucky I didn't speak. And lucky does nothing in any case. Or by Allah's will you don't speak. What can lucky do? Lucky, when you tell him that don't do this, he does exactly that, opposite of what you tell. Lucky doesn't do anything for you. Allah does everything. But we say, lucky I didn't speak. Your lucky is also wrong, and that you didn't speak, at least that was right, but Allah said, how many times we realize that if I should have spoken at that time, oh, I should have caused a big problem. I didn't speak. So if we learn always, and to, whenever we want to talk also, and Quran Sharif says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah, the people of Iman and Taqwa, after such great one basic injunction, Qulu qawlan sadida, speak straight. Today we speak so much wrong. You big accidents take place. How many big accidents? Because a person didn't speak correctly. The husband asked the wife, is it clear that side? And she said some ambiguous word. And he thought it's all right. The next, a huge truck came and hit that whole car with the whole family all wiped out. All just because we did not learn how to speak. How many fights which reached not only talaq one time, not three talaq, but a person says, I give you 1,000 talaqs. Though it means nothing, 1,000, that is also our jahalat, that we speak like that. But what all, just because we didn't learn how to speak. One person wanted to get married. He told his father, I want to get married. I'm now of age and that. The father said, ask forgiveness. So he said, what did I do wrong? I just asked permission. I want to get married now. He said, ask forgiveness. He couldn't. 1 week passed. 2 weeks passed. 3 weeks. He asked his mother, what's wrong with daddy, father? I just told him I want to get married. He's asking me to ask forgiveness all the time. So she also advised him, just tell him, ask him for forgiveness. He said, okay, I did nothing wrong, ask for forgiveness. Now you can get married. Because when you get married, you'll have to ask forgiveness all the time. So if till you don't learn to ask for forgiveness, you're not ready to get married also. Because all the time you are wrong. You are like a baby. The wife, and that is with love. The wife treats the husband like a little baby also. Shouts at him all the time. But without love, that same word will cause enmity and will cause big fights. But with love, then it is acceptable. So Allah make us understand our deen also. Just knowing of deen is not enough. How many people, police, army officers, top-ranking officers, they all learn how to use the firearm. And they are experts at that. but they didn't learn on whom to use it. How many? It's almost a daily occurrence if you take the whole world into account, where they commit suicide. What they were supposed to protect themselves, the same thing they used to destroy themselves. They were supposed to protect their family. How many killed the whole family with the firearm? So to use, just to learn how to speak is not enough. How, on whom and how must you speak to who? It's a whole art of its own. And it's something to be learned before getting married also. Our Islah cannot take place until we don't learn to control the tongue and that we speak in the right way. So this is also a very important aspect of our Islah, that we make dua. Really, our efforts cannot do anything. The shaykh's efforts cannot do. It's only Allah's fadl. وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, if it's not Allah's fadl and Allah's rahmat, nobody will gain tazkiyah. مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. Nobody, never will anyone gain tazkiyah. Beg Allah Ta'ala for His fadl and His rahmat that He makes our tazkiyah. And muzakki haqiqi is only Allah. Not the shaykh, not our efforts, not our mujahada. Only everything comes from Allah. So beg Allah, turn our attention to Him. And if we can gain control of the tongue, it's a great ni'mat. If we have to leave the khanqah on each day, and we left with this, that we learned how to control our tongue. Otherwise, it causes havoc all the time. And the control, the tongue, all this, which we will come to, is controlled by the heart. Not by the mind, by the heart. If the heart comes correct, إِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ لَمُضْغَةٌ إِذَا صَلَحَتْ صَلَحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّ. If the heart comes right, everything comes right. But if the tongue also, we have to make efforts. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand what the great harms and the great benefits of using it correctly. If the harms are severe and the benefits are very great also. The words of Iman can be said. With this one tongue of ours, a person who is a 100-year-old kafir and is worshipping his idols, and he just reads, La ilaha illallah, dakhal al-jannah. He goes into Jannah with this year. With our tongue, we read Durood Sharif, and such beautiful Durood that we read, where a person can go with that. So with our eyes, Allah give us tawfiq to control our eyes. And Allah, when we close our eyes to haram, Allah will close our eyes not only to halal, but Allah will put such beauty in all halal. And when we close our eyes to all the novels, etc., all comics, and all comic strips, etc., and all the movies and what else, the cartoons and all that, then see when Allah will open the beauty of the Quran Sharif. The Quran Sharif is usually in ours, there are still till today, Qurans are written in beautiful color and decoration, but ours is black and white. But the beauty you will see in there. And when we close our eyes to all the filth and dirt of the dunya, then see the beauty of Kaaba Sharif, Allah alone. Otherwise, the Kaaba Sharif, and especially without its ghilaf, with those big blocks it is built, and like a rough building it is, not a wonderful piece of architecture, but the beauty, Allah's anwarat that are coming down on it. Only when we have closed our eyes to haram and to filth, then will Allah open our eyes to the beauty of the Kaaba. And then a person, we can understand the hadith, that 120 mercies of Allah descends on the Kaaba every day. 20 for those who just look. Today that ibadat, we are deprived of it. We go for Hajj Umrah, many people go how many times, but who takes time just to look at the Kaaba? Just to sit and look at the Kaaba and realize, Roza-i Mubarak. Outwardly, Roza-i Mubarak is much more beautiful outwardly than Kaaba Sharif. But who of us see the beauty of Roza? The beauty and of the shopping malls, the jewelry shops, and all that. All the entertainment now in Medina, Allah protect us all. Allah remove all this filth and dirt and the pure place, Allah let it be purified again. So we don't see the beauty of this. We don't see the beauty of Quran Sharif. We don't get the enjoyment of reading Quran Sharif, enjoyment of reading Tasbih, because our tongues are filthy. A filthy tongue can never get the enjoyment of Durood Sharif, of Tasbih, of Tilawat of Quran Sharif. Purify that, and then see, you can't do without reading Quran. And the sweetness of reading Quran Sharif, what Allah will grant us. Allah make that our Islah takes place, and that we are guided towards righteousness, inshallah. Now it's time for dua. Make dua for this, inshallah.